surrounding the main center for Catawba Hospital, buildings sit in disrepair. One carries a sign warning of snakes, while trees threaten to overtake another. This is where Delegate Sam Rizul, a Democrat representing Roanoke, envisions a state-of-the-art facility dedicated to treating mental health and addiction issues.
The current facility is dilapidated. There are floors that they can't even use because it's in such terrible condition.
In the General Assembly session that began this week, Rizul has introduced a bill proposing a study to inform how much a transformed Catawba will cost. He estimates such a project would probably take $100 to $200 million.
For the past several years, I've wanted us to take a good, long, hard look as a region as to how we could take this large campus and reimagine it in a way that can work better for us, not only for the psychiatric care that it offers, but also what it can do for substance abuse.
In 2015, the Commonwealth proposed shuttering Catawba Hospital completely, but was met with a bipartisan pushback from lawmakers. Advocates say more residential beds for addiction treatment are desperately needed. A federal survey in 2020 shows about 14.5% of people have a substance abuse disorder. That would translate to more than 45,000 people in the Roanoke region alone. The COVID-19 pandemic has exacerbated both substance abuse and mental health issues. For more stories like this, visit RoanokeRambler.com. I'm WFIR's Taylor Sherrill.